After eyeing the akule appetizer at a Kaimuki restaurant, Jason Chow whips out his smartphone and scans a code on the menu to find out more about the reef fish.
On the back, there's a QR code. So then you scan the QR code, discover who caught it, when it was caught, where it was caught, and how.
Chow isn't just here to try the food. He's the operations manager at Local IA, the team that's behind this traceability app. That QR code he scanned basically serves as a mini barcode. It takes him to a website with a profile of the fish he's about to eat. Chow says customers can see where on the island the akule was caught, and there's even a photo of Kaipo Miller, the smiling fisherman who reeled it in.
This, I think, is the highlight right here, is you can look at who the fisherman is, who is Kaipo Miller.
That connection is part of sustainable seafood.
There seems to be a disconnect in sustainable seafood. I think part of it is it's a world that you can't see.
Ed Kenny is the chef owner of Town, Kaimuki Superette, and most recently Mudhen Water. His restaurants are the first in the state to use the QR code technology on their menus.
We've got a dining out public that seems to be even more educated than chefs and restaurateurs, and we've always been, I would think chefs have always been at the forefront of it, but now consumers seem to be driving it. So we're just playing catch up here. We're providing what consumers want.
Local consumers have had access to QR codes on produce and milk cartons for more than a decade, but the leap to seafood is still relatively new.
With seafood, it's probably in the last 3 to 5 years that the technology has been there to allow identification all the way back to the boat.
Monica Jane is the founder of Fish 2.0, a global competition that connects sustainable seafood businesses with investors. This year, 15 of those have something to do with traceability.
The people that capture it sustainably and that are thinking about traceability, they usually have shorter supply chains. You're getting a fresher product. They're more branded, and the fisherman takes more pride in it because they know that people are going to know that piece of fish came from his boat. What we're seeing is those companies that are doing that are able to pay their fishermen better prices for their fish.
That's one more reason Jane expects you'll see more of this kind of technology in fish markets, grocery stores, and even restaurant menus. Molly Solomon for HPR News.